The status of those in attendance said much about who Madeleine Albright was and what she accomplished in life. Current and former presidents and vice presidents, secretaries of state, cabinet members, Congress, and diplomats and politicians from around the world, celebrating the life of the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and then the first female secretary of state, a fierce advocate for women in national security.
She didn't just help other women. She spent her entire life counseling and cajoling, inspiring and lifting up so many of us who are here today.
Her work remembered as a hawkish proponent of U.S. military power, pushing her then boss, Bill Clinton, to take action in Kosovo.
She tried to stick up for people who were left out and left behind, and in spite of all of its imperfections, and we all know them, I'm very grateful that the peace is held in Bosnia for now more than 26 years.
Madeleine was a big part of the reason NATO was still strong and galvanized as it is today. Madeleine never minced words or wasted time when she saw something needed fixing or someone who needed helping.
But she was also controversial, among other things, pushing for tough sanctions on Iraq that critics say led to children dying of hunger and medicine shortages.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. Is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
Still here, she was remembered by those who knew her best as a diplomat, mentor, author, and mother, and all that she accomplished.
Much of the focus was on what a truly remarkable life Madeleine Albright led, first fleeing Europe twice, coming to the United States, eventually rising to the top position, the first woman Secretary of State, a leader in national security and foreign policy that lasted for decades. She died at the age of 84. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.